Preliminary data from the Personal Injuries Assessment Board suggests that the average award has decreased by approximately 50%. The information is contained in the first implementation report of the Action Plan for Insurance Reform, which Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is expected to present to Cabinet at Dublin Castle this morning. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
Last December, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, who's also Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, published the first Action Plan for Insurance Reform, which aims to make the insurance industry more competitive and consumer-friendly. Later today, the Taoiseach is expected to present a six-month progress report to ministers, which suggests new guidelines are having an effect, with a 50% reduction in the average award. Based on preliminary data, they show that 78% of awards were €15,000 or lower, as compared to some 30% last year. Peter Boland from the Alliance for Insurance Reform has told Morning Ireland that while he welcomes the report, the real test is what happens next. Meanwhile, Cabinet will also receive its regular update on the COVID-19 situation from the Health Minister Stephen Donnelly. It's further expected that Agriculture Minister Charlie McConnell-Logue will bring ministers up to speed on the new series of export health certification checks, which will be required from October due to Brexit.
The Health Service Executive has confirmed that over half the adult population is now fully vaccinated against COVID-19. The HSE Chief Executive Paul Reid shared the news on social media this morning. 69% of adults have received one dose of a COVID vaccine. Mr. Reid said a total of 4.42 million vaccines have been administered to date, with 345,000 completed last week. The head of the World Health Organization's emergency programme has warned Britain about lifting COVID restrictions too quickly. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson yesterday confirmed he intended to ease measures in England in 2 weeks' time, which will see the scrapping of laws on mask wearing and social distancing. England is the first country to lift restrictions while infections are increasing. Dr. Mike Ryan of the WHO said the variants are dangerous and not enough people have been vaccinated for any country to lift restrictions too early.
We would like to get back to normal, but the normal we're getting back to, where everyone thinks that we can just go back to just doing everything as we've done before, I think this has been very premature. I think overall we've made a very premature rush back to full normality, and I think we're going to pay a price for that, because we're not there at vaccination. The variants are really there and we haven't protected enough people.
New figures from the Health and Safety Authority show that the number of people who died in work-related incidents last year rose 13% to 53, despite many workplaces being closed for long spells due to COVID-19 restrictions. However, there was also a substantial decline in the number of non-fatal incidents reported to the authority, a reduction it attributes to the impact of the COVID-19 public health measures. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
Overall, the number of fatal work-related incidents last year was the highest since 2015, when 56 people lost their lives. More than half of those who died in 2020 were self-employed, with the largest number occurring in agriculture, forestry and fishing. The most common triggers associated with work-related fatalities were loss of control of means of transport, as well as falling from a height. 18, or a third of all the deaths, involved people over the age of 65, with 5 aged under 18 years. Over 7,400 non-fatal incidents were also reported to the authority over the 12 months, down 21% on the number recorded in 2019. The HSA's annual report also shows that 5,400 on-site COVID-19 inspections were carried out last year, with a 92% compliance rate with the requirement to have control measures in place, while over 1,400 complaints were received in the course of the year in relation to alleged non-adherence to COVID-19 return to work and work safety protocols.
Israel's governing coalition has suffered defeat in one of its first big tests in parliament since taking office last month. The country's Prime Minister Naftali Bennett failed to win enough support to renew a law which denies citizenship to Palestinians from the occupied territories who marry Israelis. The US film director Richard Donner, whose films included Superman and The Goonies, has died. He was 91. His first major break came in the mid-1970s with The Omen, and he later went on to produce Free Willy and The Lost Boys as well as the Lethal Weapon movies. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Choose Grant's A++ rated heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
Outbreaks of rain and drizzle in the western half of the country will spread to most other areas this morning, and some heavy showers are likely in Ulster and East Leinster this afternoon. More persistent rain and drizzle will develop in the northwest and west this evening. Highest temperatures of 15 to 19 degrees, with moderate west to northwest winds.